How does it feel to be back for Black Tax Season 2? Well, it feels incredible. It's a pandemic. Any season number next should be a celebration. This one feels extra special because if you watch Black Tax Season 1, you'll know how important this show is, and just in terms of unpacking some of the cultural things that are so difficult to share, and the fact that they found kind of a deeper space, a second breath, and I think how to bring Black Tax as a concept into 2021. It's like you don't think Black Tax is something from the 80s and 90s. We will show you on Black Tax Season 2 how it's now's things that. What you're likely to see from Antonio is somebody that's typically, you know, he's been at the job now, past his probation period. He's settling in, which means, you know, some of his personality is allowed to shine through. So a little bit cheekier, but the same wonderful love and sensitivity. I think he's a bit funnier this season as well, if I must be honest. So I've gone back to my muses, and I think Antonio, the two kind of characters that I looked at was obviously Cam from Modern Family is the go-to, but I also looked at Schitt's Creek and David as a character, and I think I've then been able to kind of find Antonio's own personality. So it's no longer that he's emulating those characters, but he would be friends with those characters. I hope that makes some sense. What drew me to the script and project is, number one, the team of writers and directors are people that I love working with. It's rare as a comedian kind of finding your feet in another area to feel comfortable and feel understood. And the writers on Black Tax understand comedy. They understand me, and I just think they make it so easy. So other than the importance of the narrative and the opportunity to play a character extremely far from my base characteristics, so it was a great challenge, but also I think all in all, we ticked all the boxes. So what makes it good about the show was writing. Not just any writing, the best writing in the country, because we won the SAFTA for Best Comedic Writers. So the writing in the show is incredible. Then you get to work with a cast that puts you under pressure, because everybody on the cast is a star. Everybody brings it every single time, which means the standard is so high, and I love that it just keeps moving me in the right direction. If you haven't watched Black Tax and you're South African, let's just start there. You're not South African, South African until you've watched the show. It doesn't matter what walk of life you come from. I think moving to the South Africa that we all dream of means understanding all of our cultural things. The more you understand about somebody else's culture, the easier it is to accept things about that culture and not judge. Stop judging and start watching, bottom line. So it is incredibly difficult generally to relay comedy, particularly when you're not working with a crew of comedians. But the writing is so good, and everybody's got their own unique comedic vibe. Snare, for example, is a comedian, yet Joanne is you know, a thespian, but a very funny human being. And we're all able to feed off each other's energy to bring as much funny as possible to the table. Beyond this new season of Black Tax, more of the same. I'm working on some exciting comedy specials. I celebrate 10 years in stand-up comedy, and that's a big hint as to what's coming. So if you want jokes, I've got jokes, guys. The jokes are coming, but don't rush me. It's been a pandemic, and logistics have been difficult. So more jokes. I'm still doing a lot of corporate facilitation. I'm now dipping my toes into proper motivational speaking and motivational comedy. And you never know. There's always coals on the fire and some steaks as well. So don't worry. Jason Goliath has got stuff for you. You're going to be fine.